Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Monday, December 30th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Hunt County Historical Commission Chairman Carol Taylor. Birthdays, born on this day in 1865, the British poet Rudyard Kipling.
If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
Kipling's poem, If, recited by Michael Caine. L.A. Dodgers great Sandy Koufax is 78 today. Koufax pitched four no-hitters, including a perfect game against the Cubs in 1965. The great Vin Scully with the call.
It is 9:46 p.m. 2-2 to Harvey Keene. One strike away. Sandy into his windup. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed a perfect game.
Tiger Woods is 38. Here's a legendary pitch shot on the 16th hole of the Masters in 2005. Lanny Watkins and Vern Lundquist on CBS.
Well, here it comes. Oh, my goodness. Have you seen anything like that?
The ball hung for what seemed like seconds on the lip of the cup and then dropped. On this day in history, the Soviet Union was established in 1922, 5 years after the start of the Russian Revolution. Number one on the charts this day in 1964. It had been the year of Beatlemania. John, Paul, George, and Ringo with I Feel Fine. On the KETR events calendar, the annual Commerce Public Library book sale continues through tomorrow. New books for sale are added on Monday. The library is located at 1210 Park Street in downtown Commerce. Call 903-886-6858. 903-886-6858 for more information. Or see events at KETR.org. The annual Commerce Public Library book sale through Tuesday. Well, we're going to make one more salute to the Christmas season today as we visit with Carol Taylor, the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, about how Christmas was celebrated in Northeast Texas and Hunt County in particular in the years between the end of Reconstruction after the Civil War and the beginning of the 20th century. Carol tells us that people gathered in the county seat of Greenville to celebrate a community Christmas, gathering around a large Christmas tree at the Methodist Church, then located about where the Uptown Shopping Forum in downtown Greenville is now located.
One of the, there was music, there was fun, but there was also Santa Claus there. And the way I know about this, Santa Claus was T.D. Montrose. He later became a district judge here in Hunt County. But he was a young man, just arrived, just out of law school, or just had apprenticed with a lawyer. And he was chosen to be Santa Claus and pass out the gifts. Did he wear a red suit? Probably not.
because they would have been hard to come by.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. One of the activities was shooting the anvil.
I've heard of that.
You take a blacksmith's anvil and you sprinkle gunpowder on it, around the edges. And you have a wick to light it, and you light this. Before you light it, you've taken another anvil, inverted it on top of this, so you have two anvils with this gunpowder between them. You light it, and it blows up, and sometimes it hits somebody, and it was Christmas and New Year's were very violent.
Yeah.
It was a time to shoot off your pistol, whole bit.
Yeah. Safety first was not exactly the motto then at that time.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, you were telling me also that sparklers were very popular. And, we were talking before we started. When I was a child, children still see children. And maybe it's good and maybe it's not. But you still see sparklers sold anyway in a fireworks store. But they're much more popular when I was a child than they are now. And I imagine that was a holdover from those days.
Oh, I think so. Now, I grew up in farther west Texas, around Wichita Falls. And my grandfather was a cattleman. He would not allow firecrackers during the drought of the 50s. Mm. But you could have sparklers. I don't know. You still could get a spark and set a fire.
Well, somehow it seemed a little a little less extreme. So probably by the turn of the century, would you think, the turn of the 20th century, we probably had Christmases that would resemble more what we're familiar with today.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Definitely. And merchants, during the Depression in the 30s, merchants would not put out so much their inventory, as they would create these wonderful scenes. Mm-hmm. And I have heard my mother-in-law talk about coming to town. She lived out in the country. They came to town, and they walked around the stores. It was done over here. It was done in Greenville. The windows were just gorgeous, and that was the entertainment.
Sure. And there's a scene somewhat like that, again, to sort of bring it into the modern day, in the movie that has become so popular, A Christmas Story.
Yes.
And this was set in the 40s.
Right.
And you have the big picture window of the store, and the children all gathered in front there to see what is in the picture window, the various toys, trains, what have you. So, again, that's sort of a holdover from that period.
Right. 10 or 15 years ago, we went to New York in December, and all the big stores, Macy's, Saks, all of them had these elaborate decorations in the windows.
Well, it all changes as time goes by, and who knows what it'll be like 50 years from now or 100 years from now. But, Carol, this is fascinating. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Well, thank you.
Carol Taylor is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.